Joined by the head football coach at BYU. He's entering his third season there. Spring scrimmage on Saturday. You've got BYU at Arizona to open up the season on September 1st. BYU head coach Kalani Sitake is my guest. Kalani, so good to have you back. How are you? Good morning.
Doing great. Thank you for having me on, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So as I mentioned off the top, you've got your spring scrimmage coming up on Saturday. But before we get into some of the details, how has spring practice been going and what are you looking to see from your team on Saturday?
It's been going really well. I mean, I think every head coach would tell you that right now, you know, in spring. But for what we're trying to accomplish and with installing a new offense and trying to get some young guys in the mix, I think it's been really good competition. And we've been really physical, probably more physical this spring than I've ever had. I mean, we made our quarterbacks live in four scrimmages. And so I'll probably make them live again this Saturday. So it'll be a lot of fun, and we can see how these guys perform it when they get in front of a crowd.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the physicality this year and this spring. What was the thinking behind increasing that physicality?
Well, I need to know how guys are going to respond in a game, and I think a quarterback is a tough position. Obviously, you know, it's so specialized, but I think guys tend to get complacent a little bit, knowing that they're just getting touched and they wear a different color jersey. Our guys still wear a different color jersey, but when we're going live, they have to get tackled, and we have a lot of quarterbacks, and you know, I think we can kind of baby them too much, and so I need to see how guys respond, especially when it's live. And trust me, these quarterbacks, they're excited for it. They hate getting touched and saying that they're down, and it actually helps our defense be able to secure sacks and make plays, and it's more like real football now when the quarterback's live.
Kalani Sitake joining us. No, I've seen that. They've said they like it. They like it a lot. You know, I wonder, there's got to be a balance, though, right? I mean, you want these guys to get hit, and you want them to be tough, but at the same time, you don't want them to wear down. You don't want them to get hurt. So when you try and walk that line, how exactly do you go about getting the balance that you need, that they get the hitting in, but you're not getting guys busted up?
Well, I think being really selective on how you do it, and then you know, we're able to get better matchups, but it's also allowing the quarterbacks to be smart and know the matchups on defense. I mean, our guys know if there's a new tackle there and how quick they got to get the ball out. I just think it creates more urgency for them to perform better, and I'm okay with it. I think it's, for me, I mean, I'm saying that now with none of our quarterbacks really getting hurt, but you know, I think for us, the trade-off of being physical and having guys alive, it's now I go into the season knowing what I have, you know, and I'd rather have that and learn that now rather than do it and cost us in the season. And, you know, after last year, we don't have any time to really feel things out. We have to be good now. And, you know, I think talking with our coaching staff, and Coach Grimes is our offensive coordinator, and Coach Sviaki is our DC, we thought this would be good for the team overall, and it's been really nice to have our guys go live, and it's been a lot of excitement. But there's been some close calls and some scary moments, but that's football, you know, and I think that's when you do that, spring becomes more important for these young men, and they take it. It's a lot harder now because you can't hide, and not just talking about the quarterbacks, but these D linemen, they have to finish the play and make a sack, and it's requiring everyone to play fall type of football in spring, and that's what we need to simulate.
Kalani Sitake joining us, the head coach at BYU. You know, it's no secret that last season did not go the way you would have liked. When you come in and you win 9 games, including a bowl game in your first season, and then you have a season like you did last year, how have you gone about dealing with that? For instance, do you throw the thing out the window and move forward, or do you try to go to school on what happened last year and learn from that?
Well, I think I took the same approach after the first year. I mean, although we went 9-4, there were some close games that I really thought we could have done better, you know. And obviously this year I know we could have done better. And so it first thing I do is I look at myself and I see, okay, as a head coach, what am I doing that is causing this, and what can I change? And so I don't believe in just hoping that things get better. I want to take the initiative and jump on it right away. And you know, sometimes it's not the most popular thing when you do that, but I only know one way, and that's to work. And so as we get going on this next term, I mean, I think we did things differently from the first year to the second year, and we're sure as heck are doing it differently now in the third year, and that I'm okay with that. You know, I think that If you were just to hope and hope something happens, or we get a special player to come in and make things happen for you, then we're going to get in trouble. And our fan base deserves more than that. And so my obligation is first to these players and to our fan base and to providing a better product. That's what I try to get done this offseason, and that's what I'm trying to focus on right now for the fall.
And then you open up the season at Arizona. Then you follow that up with a game against Cal and then Wisconsin. It's a tough, challenging way to start the year. But at the same time, when you have challenges like that right out of the gate, does that serve as a way to focus everybody during the offseason? Is that part of the thinking?
Of course. And everything at BYU is hard. Our players live to a different standard. You know, we have an honor code that we abide by. We play the game differently. We have older guys that are a little bit more mature, and I expect our guys to play with a lot of class and sportsmanship, but also be physical. And so it requires a special type of players and special types of recruits. And so, I expect our guys to be able to get it done. And so why not have a hard schedule to complement what we're doing already in life? You know, our guys are living college life different than most other college football players right now, and I'm okay with that, you know. And that's what we're going to highlight. And instead of wishing for something to be better, just focus on what makes us great, and that's that we're unique, and things are hard here, and then things are going to be hard. We're going to have a tough schedule, which will match what our life is all about, and we're going to focus on discipline and try to get better and highlight the things that make us great.
BYU head football coach Kalani Sitake, my guest. You know, one of the things I look forward to and I enjoy about our conversations is when you come on, we frequently take a step away from football and we talk about life. So with that in mind, I want to bring up a talk that you had recently, and in particular, a story that you told about when you were a child. Your parents were divorced when you were six, and as you said, it was a really challenging time for you. But at one point, a group of BYU football players came to your elementary school and talked to the students about health. Afterwards, one of them came up and he talked to you. What do you remember about that moment?
It was a conversation that changed my life, you know, and he just saw that I was off on the side. I wasn't really involved with the recess. The players were playing recess with us, and I thought that he came over and just saw that I was hurting, you know, and came in and had a minute conversation that really didn't matter much to him, but it changed my life. He told me that everything would be fine and that God loves me, right? And so those words, I heard everything will be fine probably a million times, but that's the first time I actually believed it. And I was 9 years old at the time. And I knew from that moment I was going to play football for BYU. And so it gave me a purpose, and it gave me direction, and it was from a perfect stranger, you know, and someone that I idolized. So in order for me to be a football coach and to do it the right way, I think we have to use this platform to make the world better and try to change people's lives, because I'm living proof that it could work, you know, and it could happen. And in a time where there's not a lot of eye-to-eye contact and human interaction, I think it's important for us to get out there and help each other. And there's things that are going on in the community and that could be better. And I think that takes everyone communicating and talking. And I'm proof that a minute conversation can change somebody's life. So there's people out there that you can just a smile, a kind gesture, a conversation, a hug, you know, could change someone's life, and I'm living proof of that. And I know there's others out there that are hurting, that we could really make a difference, and that's what I'm trying to focus on as a coach. And I have to win football games. That's my job as a coach. But I'm not only defined by that. I there's other things that are there that make me tick, and I live for, and that's making the world better and trying to help people, because I'm proof that if someone just loves people, their life can get better.
I said you were six, but you were nine. But what an absolutely amazing story that is, that your entire life changed in that moment. I mean, maybe it's tough to say with certainty, but if that moment does not happen, are you and I having this conversation right now? Are you the head football coach at BYU if that conversation back then didn't happen?
Probably not, you know. And my parents divorced when I was six, but
okay,
it was 9 years old that this conversation happened. So for 3 years, I was struggling with things. And then this conversation helped me, you know. So probably not, but, you know, there's a lot of other mentors and people that have helped. If you take a step back, Jim, and you look at your own life and list the people that helped and sacrificed for you, I mean, I'm living proof, and I'm the product of other people's hard work and sacrifice, and so are you, right?
For sure.
And so that's how it works. That's what life is all about. And it's not just because I coach football or because I played football. It's because I was able to get out there and meet with people, and it's because this player affected my life, and it's such a huge positive for me, and he was a stranger.
So with the impact that those players had on you when you were a kid, what kind of things do you tell your current players about the impact they can have on everybody that they come in contact with?
Oh yeah, that's what we focus on, and I have to be honest. When I got here to BYU, first of all, the student athletes here are amazing when it comes to service and helping other people, especially young people. And so they just bought into it. I shared my experience with the players, and they all get it, you know. And I've been really proud of the stuff that we did on the field. Obviously, wasn't good enough. We didn't win enough games. But I can tell you right now, the way our players reacted during that season and through the tough times, I'm actually really excited about what we're going to do this year, because I saw them do things, and it's easy to be humble when you're winning, right? It's hard to do it when things aren't going your way. And my players, these guys on this team, they were raised by the right people, and they're such great examples to everyone in carrying themselves with class and dignity and being able to respect others and still love and serve. And that makes me extremely proud as a coach, and I'm really excited about that transforming onto the field for us.
You know, what a great message. What a great reminder for all of us. Before I let you go, let me circle all the way back to your quarterback situation. Before I let you go, you know, the thinking is outside Kalani looking in that you've got a real quarterback battle on your hands, and the freshman Zach Wilson's going to be a big part of that. A few months ago, this guy was still in high school. Now he's in the conversation to be a starter in September. How impressed have you been with the way he's gone about his work?
Been really impressed with him, and that's what we saw in recruiting him. And you know, I have to give a lot of credit to Coach Grimes as our offensive coordinator and Aaron Roderick as our quarterbacks coach and developing him. And I got to be honest with you, the other best part about it is that the mentors that he's receiving is in his position group. Bo Hodge, Tanner Mangum, Joe Crisell, all these guys are working together to make each other better. And it's nice when you're competing against each other, but it's really nice when you know that they have your back and they really want you to succeed. And so our guys really want to win the spot. They're not wishing bad things on others. They're just trying to make everyone great. And in doing so, it's created this competition that everyone's getting better. And he's a huge benefactor of that, you know. And that he was a great player to begin with. So I know having him here is really good with us. But having a freshman that's getting ready to go to prom in a week or so, you know, be able to run with the ones and then feel confident enough to be around the team, it goes because they're coaching and the culture that they're providing, and then also the leadership on our team and the guys welcoming him into the family. So it's going to be exciting, and I think that's just one position, but I'm seeing great competition in all the positions on our team.
All right, and then finally, since you mentioned your coaches, coming out last season, you did make some changes to the coaching staff. So what do you make of how the new guys have fit in so far and how the players are responding to the new coaches?
Great, great coaches. They have a lot of experience. They know what they're doing. And you know, I leaned heavily on Coach Grimes being able to hire staff, and I've been really pleased with the way that they're doing it. And just great control in the position groups. Now, I say that with a lot of respect for the guys that were here before, because they put in a lot of hard work in the last 2 years. So I respect Coach Detmer and all the other coaches that did their work here. And I those guys are my friends. I love them. You know, wasn't an easy thing to do, but I'm really pleased with the direction our offense is going, and pleased with the coaches and the way they're working together. But more important, I'm just really happy with the way that they're connecting with our players and getting the most out of them.
BYU has a spring scrimmage coming up on Saturday. They open up their season against Arizona on September 1st. Their head coach, Kalani Sitake, my guest. Kalani, that's why I look forward to that every single year. Really, really good to have you back. Thanks so much. I enjoyed that, and let's do it again soon.
Appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
You too, Kalani. Thank you. Kalani Sitake. I like talking BYU football. Different program. And, you know, when you think about those players and what's asked of those players, the honor code they've got to live up to, the way they go about it, it's a very different kind of program. Fascinating program, interesting program, and a program of great tradition.